Officials say a one-time prominent female television journalist in Afghanistan, Mina Mongul, was gunned down and killed this morning in Kabul. Witnesses said two men appeared on a motorcycle while Mongul was waiting for a car, and that one man fired four shots in the air, then fired twice at Mongul, hitting her in the chest. She had been working as a cultural advisor for Afghanistan's lower chamber of parliament, and she ran popular social media pages that discussed the rights of Afghan women to work and for Afghan girls to go to school. No claim of responsibility for the killing. Officials in Pakistan say a group of terrorists stormed a five-star hotel today near the China-operated Arabian seaport of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The Balochistan Liberation Army is taking responsibility, releasing pictures of those it said were the attackers on social media. The trade war between the United States and China continues this weekend and threatens to get worse. Talks aimed at ending the impasse have broken down in Washington, with new higher U.S. tariffs against Beijing in place and China promising retaliation. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
Negotiators did not reach a deal during a brief meeting hours after the U.S. imposed new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. President Trump tweets talks into the future will continue, but he says the tariffs may or may not be removed. Investors worry about a full-blown trade war, which would generally threaten to slow the global economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered administration officials to begin the process of raising tariffs on essentially all remaining imports from China, valued at about $300 billion. To keep up with all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have begun withdrawing from the ports of Hodeida, Salif, and Ras Issa under a United Nations peace deal with a pullout deadline set for Tuesday. The head of the UN's Redeployment Coordination Committee says the action is a first practical step since the conclusion of the Hodeida Agreement, which provides for a ceasefire between the warring parties in Yemen and withdrawal of fighters from the three port cities. Final results are expected later today, but it is clear that South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's ruling ANC party has won its latest absolute majority in parliament, something it has done since the end of apartheid in 1994. But with nearly all the votes counted from Wednesday's polling, the ANC is claiming under 60% of the ballots cast, the first time that's happened. The ANC's main opposition, the Democratic Alliance, will finish second with just over 20%. Back in the United States, there was a barge collision today in the Houston, Texas Ship Channel, and there is a worry over environmental damage. One of the barges is leaking a petroleum product. The other is capsized. Here is Coast Guard Captain Kevin Audit.
The barges were carrying reformate, which is gasoline blend stock. They had 25,000 barrels in each. One of the barges was damaged and has released some of its product, and the second barge was capsized and is turned upside down.
Among the political battles between the Trump administration and the Democratic-controlled House these days here in Washington, whether or when former special counsel Robert Mueller will testify. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler announced Friday special counsel Robert Mueller will not appear before his panel next week after all. Nadler wanted Mueller to testify on May 15th. The New York Democrats said negotiations continue with Mueller and the Justice Department for his testimony. Nadler also sent a new letter to Attorney General William Barr to signal he is still willing to negotiate over access to Mueller's full report on the Trump-Russia investigation. On Wednesday, the Judiciary Committee voted to hold Barr in contempt of Congress after Barr defied a subpoena for an unredacted version of the report. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Cuban government has announced widespread rationing of chicken, eggs, rice, and other basic products in the face of what is being called a grave economic crisis. Havana's commerce minister blames the toughened U.S. trade embargo, but economists give equal or greater blame to a plunge in aid from Venezuela, where the collapse of the state-run oil company has led to sharp cuts in subsidized fuel shipments to Cuba. African swine fever has been detected in a pig in a Hong Kong slaughterhouse, and the head of the city's food and health department says all 6,000 animals at the facility will be killed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the disease cannot be transmitted to humans and is not a food safety issue. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America.